God's grace and peace be with you. So, Mark loves liminal spaces. I don't know, maybe it's not so much Mark that loves liminal spaces. Maybe it's Jesus who loves liminal spaces because so much of his ministry takes place in liminal spaces. And a lot of you look really confused. It's like, what does that mean? What does that word mean? It is not a word we use very often. And if you want to look really like erudite and obnoxious, you can raise your hand and say, I know what that means. I had to look it up again just to make sure. The word liminal. The word liminal has to do with spaces of transition and change. Spaces of risk. It has to do with borders and, dare I say it, borders and boundaries. So Mark is filled with accounts of Jesus' ministry in liminal spaces, spaces that mark transition or boundaries or borders. This gospel lesson is no different, even though we miss a lot of this. For example, the first line, when evening had come. That's a crazy time to get into a boat and start traveling across a large lake. You don't travel on open water at night. So that's a strange time to do this. But see, evening is a liminal space. It is the border between light and dark. And throughout folklore, dawn and dusk are times of mystery and sometimes magic because they are liminal space. The border that Jesus is crossing across geographically is liminal space here. He is crossing from one territory into another territory. It's sociopolitically liminal. He is crossing from Jewish territory to Gentile territory. And he's going back and forth and back and forth, always crossing these borders, always moving through these periods and times of transition. And the water itself, the water that is in the midst of storm, this is ontologically liminal space. Because water, in the book of Genesis, which God alludes to in his conversation with Job, water was the state of the chaos that was all there was before God created order. And God held the waters back from the earth with the firmament so that order and creation could be brought forth. And so this large body of water is a symbol and a sign of the chaos that God had to hold back in order to create life. And it is a sign of the chaos that is always in tension with the power of God. It is liminal space between creation and chaos that Jesus engages. And he does this all the time through his ministry. He is on mountaintops, liminal spaces where the border is thin between us and God. He does his ministry in cemeteries, liminal spaces on the outskirts, the margins of decent society where righteous people live. Because cemeteries are marked by death and the outcasts who live there. Liminal spaces between life and death. And Jesus does so much of his ministry in these liminal spaces. Why? Well, it's because these liminal spaces, these borders, these boundaries, these margins between one and another, they are the places of the greatest risk for us. They are the places of distinction and risk and loss and uncertainty. They are the places where we are most in need of the power of God. But see, the thing is that when Jesus enters these liminal spaces, he's always messing up the boundaries that we like to set. He's messing up the boundaries in the world as we understand it. He's always messing with the boundaries. If you are dead, Jesus will call you to life. But if you are alive, Jesus will call you to lay down your life and take up your cross. This is not how we understand things. His ministry is in the liminal spaces, and sometimes it messes with our heads. The boundary between light and dark, good and evil, righteous and unrighteous. And I will dare to, as Marty pointed out to me, quote myself, every time you draw a line in the sand between the righteous and the unrighteous, Jesus is going to be standing on the wrong side of a line. Because that's how he works. He does his work in the liminal spaces, the marginal places, the periods of transition and change and risk, all the places that make us feel the most uncertain. That's where you will find Jesus, in the midst of the change that you hoped you wouldn't have to deal with. That's where he is. This story in Mark is once again Jesus' ongoing conversation with his followers to explain to them what discipleship means. And he has just been teaching them, if you remember last week, he's just been teaching them about the kingdom of God and how it shows up. And last week in the parables, which was not last week for his followers, but just a few minutes ago, you know, 20, 30 minutes, his followers heard how the kingdom of God will grow up in the places where you don't expect it, that will grow up in the places where you assume it cannot survive, and it will grow up in the places even where you've tried to keep it out. The kingdom of God will erupt like an invasive plant that is stubborn and strong. And now we know that the reign of God reveals itself in these liminal spaces, these spaces of uncertainty, these spaces of change and risk that sometimes come into the conflict with the places where we have tried to establish order and control, where we have tried to maintain certainty that we understand how life is working and what we are going to do with it and how it's going to proceed. Jesus' ministry will enter the liminal spaces surrounding our security and open up a new vision for us. It will open up a new vision for us. And when we are dead set on holding on to the world that we have built for ourselves, then Jesus' presence in those liminal spaces is going to feel risky. When we are dead set on holding on to the world that we create for ourselves, then Jesus' ministry is going to feel risky. Again, I remind you, most of the people who heard Jesus did not follow him. Not for the long haul. And so that can be challenging. It can feel a little bit like the law bearing in on us. But see, here's the good news again. Because Jesus' word, his revelation, his work, his healing, his calling, his ministry, his embodying of the reign of God happens in these liminal spaces, these spaces on the edge, these places in the margins. When we are on the wrong side of the line, that's where Jesus finds us. He comes to us in those periods of change and transition that we hate, and he is there for us. He comes to us in those times where there isn't any ambiguity about the border. We are dead wrong, and he comes to us when we are on the wrong side of the line between righteousness and unrighteousness. And he comes to us, and he holds on to us, and he loves us, and he proclaims mercy and grace to us, and he restores us. It is good news to us that Jesus comes to us in the liminal spaces of this world. And when we are uncertain, we should know most clearly that he is with us. When we are taking a risk that just scares the bejeebies out of us, we should know that he is with us. When we are not sure how we're going to get through the next day, we should know most of all that he is with us. When we are not sure whether our future is going to hold blessing or curse, we should know most of all that he is with us. Jesus' ministry proclaims the inbreaking of the reign of God. But it does not show itself most powerfully and most clearly in the most solid spaces of our lives. It is a liminal ministry, approaching the thin places, as it's sometimes called in folklore, the thin places between us and the divine, and sometimes what feels like the thin places between us and chaos. That's where Jesus stands, and he stands with us, and he stands for us. Beloved, there's a lot of conversations about borders in our hearts and minds this month. A lot of conversations about borders. And there are good and valid concerns all over these conversations. And remember, when you are holding these conversations about borders and what is right and good and what we need to do, I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I'm going to invite you to hold in your heart and your mind this reality. When you've got a really clear line between who's right, and in your head you think, that's me, and who's wrong, remember that Jesus stands on the line. When you've got a really clear understanding of what needs to happen and what should not happen, of who is good in this conversation and who is not good in this conversation, remember that Jesus is in the liminal spaces, the marginalized spaces, for you and for those who come to our borders in incredible fear. If you haven't understood a lot about the history of what's been happening in Guatemala, I invite you to go to the ELCA webpage or some of the other pages of ministries that have been working with the refugees who come from those places for the last 10 years. It's not just a recent thing that people from Central America have been coming seeking asylum. The conditions in that part of the world are beyond our capacity to imagine the horror that people live with every single day. The gunfire and the violence and the kidnapping and the massacres and the complete lack of protection by the governments and the militias and the police force. The realities that people are fleeing are not things that you and I know, because we are blessed beyond measure to live here. So I would invite you to go to some of the places where the church has sent those to talk with folks. I remember one conversation I had many years ago with a man who had fled Guatemala. He made this stole. He was living as a refugee in Mexico at the time. And the realities of those people who know very well the risk and the fear and the imbalance and the uncertainty of liminal space, of being on the margins, of not knowing where you fit. Hold these truths in your heart, beloved, and hold the truth that the people who have a different take on this issue than you are also with us in liminal space. And pray for one another. Pray for one another. Pray for our leadership. Pray for the families who are seeking simply a place with a relative amount of security and some clean drinking water. Pray for the healing of this world. And know that Jesus comes. The reign of God comes. Not for those who have figured out how to be right, but to everyone who feels threatened on the sea and overwhelmed by the waves and uncertain of the future and confronted with chaos. Everyone who lives in the risky thing that is this life and this world. Because this is where Jesus comes to us. Thanks be to God.